anti-hero, the rebel without applause, the black-clad son of Sam Knight stalking his dreams. I was once a proud disciple of the other category, but I've become a 401k paid slave, a 24-karat puppet who dances on command and throws going-away parties for himself at various cubicle concentration camps. I'd get into gear, but my aspirations are in the backseat, toking it up with my daydreams and hotboxing my perceptions. But something must be happening to my gag reflex, because I'm hanging from a fluorescent noose. Yet my tongue dangles, loosening my bonds, trying to convince my fist to resurrect as my lord and savior, and crush the doppelgangers that live on my shoulders, because they've been trying to bullshit my consciousness and trick my brain into remaining comatose. But St. Lazarus rises from the death tube glowing, adorned in high-definition white robes and a cathode ray halo encircling his head. You are the walking dead, he says, then ushers me toward the garden, a mass of needle-thin metal grass blades and twisted crystal daisies. Its beauty blinds me, so I begin to bow in prayer, but I'm interrupted by my own corpse hanging from the tree of wisdom, a mass of twisted fiber optic cables and broken monitors. And playing with his plastic ribs, hoping to resurrect himself. But before I can help him down, his face flickers on a screen and she screams, begging me to be released. So without thinking twice, I set my other self aflame, while growing seed on wings and setting flight, dragging the All Mother up with me to the sky. And there we find Lucy, the crystal whore mistress, dancing on the glass ceiling. She holds a jagged diamond to my heartbeat. She tells me that fucking her will unlock my divinity, and I'm wearing protection, but she's already infected my reality. And I'm wearing protection, but she's already infected my reality.